More than 4,300 lightning strikes in the northern half of Alaska caused a number of fires over the weekend. According to Charlie Raynar, the Assistant Fire Management Officer for Western Area Parks with the National Park Service, the number of lightning strikes isn't uncommon, but it did ignite some fires in the Noatak National Preserve.
12 fires that we detected, three of them which were natural outs, meaning they received some rain after they started and didn't grow very large.
Two of the upstart fires near the Aniak River grew together and are now being counted as a single fire, reducing the number of active fires in the Noatak area to 8. Over roughly the same span of time last year, the Noatak National Preserve had more than 30 lightning-caused fires. National Park Service Regional Fire Communication and Education Specialist Morgan Worthen says it was unusual.
That was extraordinary, given the amount of fires that ignited due to the lightning strikes. But the northern half of the state, especially what we refer to as the interior lightning belt, that area gets numerous lightning strikes and storms throughout the summer, really starting from June through July.
The interior lightning belt is defined as anything north of the Alaska Range and south of the Brooks Range. There are 56 active wildfires in Alaska. So far this season, the state has had 423 fires, burning more than 269,000 acres.